Kristi Noem must be fired, Senator Chuck Schumer rages on X. By Jasmine Jordan on January 27, 2026. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, accused Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Kristi Noem of being unfit for office and demanded her firing. Schumer posted on X Monday evening, "Kristi Noem is a liar. Kristi Noem is incompetent. Kristi Noem is vicious. Kristi Noem must be fired." The comments arrive as Noem faces mounting backlash from Democrats across the country over a series of incidents involving federal immigration enforcement, including the fatal shooting of Renee Good during an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE operation and the separate killing of Alex Pretty by Border Patrol officers, both in Minneapolis. The latter incident has drawn outrage from several Democrats in both chambers of Congress who argue that the DHS under Noem's leadership has engaged in a pattern of excessive force and overreach. In recent weeks, House Democrats have pushed for impeachment proceedings against Noem, citing what they allege are violations of ethical standards, misuse of federal funds, obstruction of justice, and a pattern of misleading public statements. Representative Delia Ramirez, DEL, initiated the effort in December 2025, and support has since expanded following the fatal shooting of Minneapolis resident Renee Good. According to ICE's internal use of force policy, the shooting of Good was found by some experts to meet legal criteria for deadly force. However, Senator Adam Schiff, DCA, criticized Noem for labeling Good a domestic terrorist without any evidence for that and described the DHS secretary as a reckless mouthpiece for the administration. Last week, Schumer and other Senate Democrats signaled their opposition to a DHS funding bill that includes approximately $10 billion for ICE. Schumer argued that Republican resistance to oversight reforms had rendered the bill woefully inadequate, and he announced he would vote no on proceeding with the larger appropriations package if DHS funding remained intact. The call to block DHS funding has been echoed by several Senate Democrats, including Senators Ed Markey, DMA, Elizabeth Warren, DMA, Martin Heinrich, DNM, and Mark Warner, DVA, all of whom linked their opposition to concerns over federal agents' conduct under Noem's tenure. Markey, speaking on MS Now, called for an outright halt to ICE funding and demanded Noem's impeachment, accusing her of enabling what he described as vigilantism by immigration officers. On ABC's The View, co-host Whoopi Goldberg claimed Border Patrol Commander Gregory Bovino and Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem have blood on their hands. She described tensions in Minneapolis over disturbing videos of a fatal shooting and said the federal account does not seem to match what people saw with their own two eyes. She concluded, "You can't justify this. We see you for what you are. You all have blood on your hands." Kristi Noem has remained steady in defending federal agents involved in the Minneapolis shootings. During an appearance on Fox News's The Sunday Briefing, she stated, "It's also breaking the law in Minnesota when you conceal carry without an ID on you." She added, "You shouldn't be laying hands on law enforcement and getting in their faces and trying to stop them from conducting their work. All of that is part of protocol, but it also is the law. And when people are in violation of the law, there are consequences for that." Noem also took aim at Minnesota's Democratic leadership, stating, "No. They haven't expressed any concern for injuries to our officers." Referring to weeks of unrest, she remarked, "These are not just agitators anymore, they are violent protests." The Department of Homeland Security previously reported a surge in assaults against immigration officers, citing a 1,300% increase in attacks against them. Additionally, Noem linked the enforcement actions to an ongoing federal investigation in Minnesota, posting, "Homeland Security investigations at ICE.gov are on the ground in Minneapolis right now conducting a massive investigation on childcare and other rampant fraud.